And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. Say, wait a minute. Here are two neighbors out in the kitchen admiring a beautiful chocolate cake. Let's listen.
Oh, what a lovely cake, Martha.
Well, thank you, Bessie. I'm sure glad it turned out nicely. You see, it's for Jerry's girl.
Oh, you mean that pretty girl up at State College?
Mm-hmm. She's the one. Evidently, Jerry's been doing some tall bragging about my cakes. And now, well, he's either got to prove his bragging or back down.
Well, I reckon he won't have to back down none, Martha. I just wish I could make cakes like yours.
Nonsense, Bessie. You make good cakes.
Yes, good cakes. But nobody ever writes home for them.
Well, Bessie, why don't you try Sure Mix Crisco sometime? I really think it'll make a difference. It certainly has made a difference in my cakes. Why, I can use this same recipe that I've used for years. And with Sure Mix Crisco, I get a higher, lighter, and tenderer cake than I can make with any other shortening.
But, Martha, why does Crisco make such a difference?
Well, you see, Sure Mix Crisco is, well, it's just...
Excuse me, Miss Brown. I'll help you out with those technical facts. You see, Miss Smith, the reason Sure Mix Crisco can make a big difference in your cakes is because new Sure Mix Crisco is different from any other household shortening we've ever seen. You'll find out that Sure Mix Crisco gives you a glossier, smoother cake batter than you ever made before, no matter what other shortening you may have been using. And say, just wait till your Sure Mix Crisco cakes come out of the oven. Will they be something to brag about? Why, our baking tests show that cakes made with Sure Mix Crisco are not only higher, lighter, and tenderer cakes than you've ever made before, but they're far better eating cakes, too. So, Ms. Smith, I just hope that you and all the other ladies listening will take a tip from other grand cake makers and use Sure Mix Crisco in your very next cake. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Rush Gook, all by himself. The young man has just this moment arrived home, and he's standing near the davenport, gazing about him with considerable interest. But his reflections are interrupted by a voice from upstairs. Listen.
Who's that? You, Rush?
Yeah. When'd you move the furniture?
This afternoon. You by yourself?
Yeah.
Your father's not around?
Not due yet, is he? Ain't even 4 o'clock.
What'd you think of that living room?
Considerable changed around. Who helped you?
Was there ever such a mess?
Huh?
Look at that bookcase crunched against the whole length of bare wall.
Hmm?
Easy chair in the hall corner where a person could trip over it and break their neck.
Don't you like the way you fixed it?
Library table spranged every which way like a sore thumb on a sick horse. This room is arranged 1940 style, Willie. Isn't it beautiful?
What's the idea?
Look at where the davenport is.
Mom, have
you... Ah, them school clothes and climbing your overalls. You and me got work to do.
Who's been here, Mom?
Why?
You've been crying, haven't you?
Makes you think so.
Your eyes are...
Oh, bosh. Listen, let's not stand and twiddle our thumbs. I want every bit of this stuff pushed back where it was before your father comes home. Skin out of that good shirt. Your overalls is hanging in the cellarway.
Okay.
Well, move.
I don't get it.
I'd love to have Miss Dimbottom see this living room. Or Miss Donahue. They'd think I'd gone clean out of my belfry. Latest style living room for the year 1940. I'm surprised that davenport isn't upside down. Or pasted on the ceiling.
Mom, who was here this afternoon?
Why?
You've been crying.
Oh, been crying.
What makes your eyes so red then? Sure you've been crying.
I'm not crying now. How many times does a person have to tell you a thing? Crawl in your overalls, and we'll try to straighten out this mess.
Okay, I'll go get them. Only I don't think I really need them. I'm pretty dirty as it is. These are my old pants, and I have to change this shirt tomorrow anyway, and there ain't much dirt to move in furniture.
All right,
and going to the bother of changing my clothes, it'd take up
All
more
right.
time.
Tell you what we'll do first. We'll wrestle that bookcase back where it belongs. Be a job, too.
Mom, who's been mean to you?
Can you tell I've been crying?
Sure.
Well, I'm about through crying. Just about cried my last cry over old darn people.
What people?
Oh.
Shall I get on the heavy side of the bookcase and you get
gonna
on the...
Gonna sit down a minute.
Huh?
Gonna sit down a minute. Bible to explode in 40 pieces if I exert myself feeling all upset the way I do now.
Yeah, sit down.
I'll sit down in my 1940 style living room and enjoy all the new modern ideas. Your father's easy chair squanched out there in the hall is sure a treat to the eye, ain't it? Just more'n fashionable.
You sure wish Gov was here, don't you?
Why?
So you could unload what you got on your chest. You figure I'm a young kid and not worth telling stuff to.
I'm the young kid. Haven't got the gumption of a rabbit. Let people shove me around like a stump on a log.
Who's been doing that?
Oh,
go ahead and tell. Do you good to release your pent-up emotions.
Pent-up emotions is correct. Oh, there don't need to be any secret to it. If I'm weak in the upper story, I might as well let it out now as later on.
Sure. Of course, I realize you'd prefer to confide in somebody else besides me, but...
Willie, wouldn't you think a lady as old as your mother would have enough gumption not to let old darn people come in their house and take charge and shove their furniture around over their dead body?
Well, who did?
I never wanted my furniture moved. I never wanted a single thing touched. But what'd I do? I acted like a silly, dumb sheep and followed crazy orders exactly like I was told. Well, I've learned my lesson.
Who was it that
did it? Miss Apparat, that's who.
Is she the one that...
Big old mean know-it-all lady.
I don't care for Miss Apparat myself.
Big old mean know-it-all lady. It's all in the wide world she is. All she ever will be.
Well, did
she... Coming here out of a clear sky to pay a little call. Started right off being bossy. Told me this, that, and the other thing with her mouth all pursed up like she couldn't possibly be wrong. And if I had any different opinion, I couldn't be very bright.
Yeah. I remember that time she spoke at high school. She was kind of...
Nobody likes her. None of the ladies like her. Imagine coming in a person's house and rearranging the furniture when the person don't want their furniture rearranged.
I guess she...
Look. Just... Bookcase up against the bare wall. Easy chair in the hall.
Did you have a fight?
Of course we never had a fight. Think we're wild tigers or something.
Did you part friends?
Naturally. Think I'd let on for the squillionth part of a second she got my goat?
She didn't just up and move the furniture, did she? She didn't just grab a hold of the davenport and push.
Practically.
Yeah?
We got to talking about modern living rooms. That is, she did. Of course, I never open my mouth when she's around because she'd show me in that nicey-nice way that I didn't know what I was talking about. Maybe I'll say something like... Goodness, aren't they having a terrible to-do over there in Europe and around in through there? Miss Apparat will give her patient little la-di-da laugh like she's talking to a child 5 years old. Acts the same way with Miss Stenbottle and Miss Donahue. They told me.
Ought to make you feel like 30 cents. One time Rooster Davis ran an errand for her clear across town to Oakland Avenue, and she only gave him a nickel. And before he left, she says... Little boy, I'll have to ask you to wash your ears before you deliver this note. Rooster was 13 years old at the time.
Sure.
You got to talking about living rooms, huh? And Ms. Apparat says...
Said my bookcase, in order to conform with 1940 standards, ought to be against that wall by itself. I says, oh, I don't think so, Miss Apparat. That'd make the south side of the room so naked, I said. No, dear, she said, smiling patient like she was talking to a nitwit. But it would, I said, besides crowding the other pieces in other spaces. No, dear, she says. Just like that. Of course, I begin to tremble, like I do when I'm excited. She says, come on, let's try it. Why, I couldn't believe my ears. Here was this woman suggesting against my wishes that we move my furniture that I'd already told her was satisfactory to me where it was. She got up from her chair and says, come on, you'll see immediately the improvement.
She wanted you to help shove the bookcase?
Davenport first. Get out of the way, see?
Boy, she's got gall. Put you right to work.
Put me right to work. And I worked. Worked like a horse.
Why'd you say, listen, sister, if you feel like wrestling Davenport's around, there's a furniture department down in the Hamilton store.
Oh,
and you can go...
I don't know. I'm a plain ninny, I guess.
Were you mad?
While we were shoving stuff around, you mean? No, not mad, just kind of excited and helpless. I done what she told me to do exactly like some tame little rabbit. That's why I boiled so after she'd gone away. I knew she could tell how I felt.
After she left, you went upstairs on the bed and cried, huh?
Well, I had to do something to let off steam. Oh, I'm not so much mad at her as I am at myself. My insides turn over when I think of it. there I was, in my own house, pushing and shoving and tugging at all heavy furniture, and smiling sick and saying I didn't think 1940 ideas were any better than my own, and Miss Afra just the same as telling me I didn't know beans, and me agreeing with her. And when we were all through and had every bit of furniture stuck where she wanted it, I said, yes, it's very nice. Yes, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's hop in here. Bookcase first. I think we better take out the top shelf of books and both get on the light end.
Shuffle.
It's probably your father. I'll answer it.
Maybe I better. You're kind of upset.
I'll answer it.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, yes. Really? Well, I'm glad you did. What? The easy chair? Yes. Facing the window? Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much. Certainly. Glad you told me. All right. Yes, indeed. All right. Goodbye, Miss Apparat.
Miss Apparat?
Yes.
Huh.
Call to say the easy chair should be facing the window. Give the room a more restful effect.
My gosh.
Oh, no, I'm not so much mad at her as I am at myself. Letting somebody lead me around like a sheep. Letting myself be treated like a stupid ninny. Old darn people coming in my own house and doing exactly what they please. Look at this room. Look at it.
Oh, my.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Say, we're going to have a special cake at our house tonight. Maybe your family will like this delicious SureMix Crisco cake, too. It's a simple cake, but it looks expensive because of the way it's dolled up. Just make a two-egg layer cake. Now, after your cake is baked, soak some dried apricots till they're soft, and then stew them down with sugar till you get a smooth, jam-like consistency. And spread this apricot jam between the layers and all over the cake like icing. And then sprinkle big handfuls of shredded coconut all over the cake. Mmm, boy, tender, delicate white cake, tart apricots, and shredded coconut. And be sure you use SureMix Crisco for your cake, won't you? You know, SureMix Crisco acts differently from any other household shortening you can buy. And our baking tests show that cakes made with this wonderfully improved shortening are higher, lighter, and tenderer than the same cakes made with any other household shortening we know of. Yes, ma'am, they're the kind of cakes your family raves about. But remember, if you want your cake to be a Lollapalooza, be sure to use new SureMix Crisco, won't you? And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save the next time. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.